Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: my wife wants to be a super-sized model. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am 40. I'm a 40-year-old man, and my wife is 36. After my wife had our 2 sons, she gained a lot of weight. I love her so much, and I've tried to encourage her to lose weight by working out and eating right, but she won't stick to a diet and exercise plan. I was honest with her and let her know that I was not sexually attracted to her anymore. She promised to work harder to lose the weight. Our youngest son is now 6 years old, and she has not lost any of the weight she gained during the pregnancy. I told her that I loved her curves, but I encouraged her to stay focused and lose the weight. She tried every diet plan that is out there, and I did the diets with her each time. One day, she came home from the gym. She was really excited and told me a man approached her and another girl about being plus-sized models for his new clothing line. She said that the guy was going to pay her to take a few pictures, and they had already set a date for the photo shoot. She told me this guy really boosted her self-esteem and made her feel better about being heavier than she's ever been. So, despite what I think and say, my wife has been on cloud 9, and she changed her wardrobe by buying bigger pants and dresses, and she stopped going to the gym. I don't want to crush her spirits and tell her that she's too heavy, but I'm not going to sit back and watch her struggle to get up from a chair or breathe heavily when walking short distances. I don't want to ruin my marriage over her physical appearance, but I am not going to allow her to let her health decline. What do I do? What can I do? Please help. Okay. This is an issue here. I understand, because at first, you know, I was thinking, well, men are visual. You know, they don't like for women and their wives to change. They usually want them just the way they were when they met and all of that. And we as women always want our men to change. We want them to evolve. You know, wear your get your hair cut like this, you know, wear this suit or whatever. We're always laying out your clothes and stuff like that. But men want you to stay the same usually. So this is an issue because you're concerned about her health. And since she stopped going to the gym and I'm assuming stopped the diets, then that has become an issue for you. Whereas before it was just about, you know, her looks and all of that. But I got to stop you here because, you know, you got to know that men lose weight way easier and quicker than women do. So just because you're dieting and working out with her and you're losing weight and she's not, come on, it takes us a minute, okay? Our bodies are built to have babies, things like that. So we have, you know, more fat on us and curves and things like that. So maybe you need to be a little more patient with her when it comes to dieting and exercise because it's not going to just drop off like yours will. So she met a man at a gym that really boosted her self-esteem, she said, and made her feel better about being heavier. Now, you know, which is a good thing if someone boosts your self-esteem. But you should feel that way about yourself anyway, and you should not lose weight for anyone. You shouldn't lose it for your husband or this guy that wants to make you a plus size model. You have to feel that way about yourself. You have to want to get healthy. And if you're struggling getting up out of chairs and if you're breathing heavily and all of that, that is going to be an issue. If not now, and it looks like it already is now, definitely further down the line. You want to be here. You want to be healthy for your children. Your youngest son is 6 years old. So perhaps you need a different approach. You know, it's exciting. You know, instead of telling her the bad things, come to her, you know, with positives. You know, honey, you're looking better. I want you to be here with me. I want you to stay healthy. You know, encourage her to stay on her diet and things like that and encourage her self-esteem. OK, you're beautiful. I love you. We're going to do this together. We're in a marriage together. All right. So try that approach. Try that approach and see how that works. And just keep reminding her that her health is the most important thing. Junior.
Yeah, well, he said, what can I do? Please help. Well, first thing you can do, you can start by apologizing. I would go in there and apologize to my wife. If she's struggling with the kids, with the weight, the whole nine. Matter of fact, my grandmother was 6'1", 330 pounds. She's a plus-size model. She actually was a plus-size. Now, she wasn't in no magazines or nothing. But that's how she carried herself, like she's a plus-size model.
Oh, big and confident.
Oh, no, she kept negligee on. If you came over there in the house, she might see something you didn't want to see. But her neck, I'm telling you, she kept it on. I know not one ever seen my grandmother's breast. Just hanging out the side.
What?
Just hanging out the side. Kept her gown open. I never closed it.
Your family. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, you might go in that room and see something when you come over there. So I don't know what you're talking about. Big always been. I don't have a light woman in my family. All the women in my family been big. So I don't know what is you over here talking about. You'll never know. My grandma was married four times. Somebody kept wanting. I don't know what she was doing.
Confidence.
But she kept her husband. She had people changing religions. Like my grandma started off. Started off as a Muslim, but when he left, he was Christian. She brought the Lord. She saved the man's life.
Amen.
Now he eating bacon. Now he all got bologna sandwiches. Now it's fried pork chops in his hand. He wouldn't even touch that stuff. But he got with my grandmother and came up that room and it was something else. I don't know what. You might want to go in that room with your wife and find out what's going on. Because my grandmother kept one.
That's right.
I love it, Junior.
Good
That's
job,
right.
Junior.
That was excellent. Top dad. I'm a top dad.
What size was your grandmother again?
6'1". 330 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen. That was funny, Junior. We need to recap. The subject is my wife wants to be a supersized model. 40-year-old man wrote in. His wife is 36. After they had their two sons, wifey gained a lot of weight, as women tend to do. We gain weight when we have children. He says he loves her so much he wanted to encourage her to lose weight by working out and eating right, but she won't stick to a diet and an exercise program. That's probably because of the way you're talking to her about it. You said you were honest with her. You let her know that you were not sexually attracted to her anymore. Your youngest son is 6 years old. You love her curves, but you want her to stay focused on losing the weight. She's tried every diet plan, all of that. One day she came home from the gym really excited because a man had approached her there about being a plus size model. So she was really excited. And now she stopped going to the gym and paying attention to her health. Now she's eating more and she's buying bigger size clothes. The problem comes in is that she has trouble getting in, you know, getting in and out of chairs. She's breathing real heavily. So now you're concerned about her health, which is how you should have started the conversation. And maybe it wouldn't have been a turnoff to her or made her feel like she has low self-esteem. So anyway, so you want to know what should you do? You got to encourage her more and, you know, build her up more. And like I said, men lose weight faster than women. So don't think that just because you're losing it fast, she's going to do the same thing. That's not the issue. So what should you do? We heard from Junior. Now it's your turn, Jay.
Look here, dude. First of all, there are a lot of big people who are in shape, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, she can get in shape and still be big. What you need to do is your little skinny ass need to eat up. That's what you need to do, okay? You need to put some weight on your ass because the only problem, the only person in the house that has a problem with weight is you because she seems to be happy with the weight she has. Let me tell you what big women can do. Junior came from a big women family. So did I. My mama never was skinny and could run my ass down any day. She caught me. She would catch me. She was as big. She wasn't as tall as Junior. My mom was like 3'11", weighed probably like 300 pounds. But when she picked up speed, oh my.
Wait a minute. Your mom was 3 feet 11 inches, Jay, really?
When she picked up, Shirley, when she picked up speed, really, you could hit him feet pounding. I mean, and it got louder and louder. So, dude, your little ass need to eat up.
How do you know he's skinny, Jay?
Huh? I just know he's skinny because he's complaining about her. So your little thin ass, all right? Your little thin ass need to start eating. You need to be walking around the house eating every time we look at you. You need to have a sandwich in your damn hand, all right? So, and encourage your girl because obviously she loves you. And if you love her, you put some weight on your ass, okay? That's all I got.
I like it, Jay. I like it. We'll take it. I like it a lot. All right.
That's what you have to do.
Here we go. Subject, my wife wants to be a supersized model. What do you have to say to this 40-year-old man, Tommy, who wrote this letter?
This is the biggest and best thing that has ever happened to you. I used to live in this world. Shirley and Carla knows this. This used to be my world right here. Size 16 and up, a whole lot of butt and a short haircut. Yep. Oh, my God, you got me reminiscing Kiwi. Big baby. Oh, I had some girls that was off the
big
chain.
Honey, Connie.
Oh, Connie. Let me tell you something. We used to do some things.
Connie.
We used to do some things that you didn't know nothing about. Let me tell you something. You wouldn't be knocking this if you did the things I did with Big Honey and Kiwi and Connie. We used to do the biscuit booty brunch. Do you understand me? The biscuit booty brunch. That is when we would come to breakfast naked with nothing but biscuits and make love right there on the table was the biscuit booty brunch. Do you hear me? And then we had the freaking fruit medley. Oh, my God.
What was that?
That's when we get nothing but fruit, just all kinds of fruit, and cut it up. And me and my baby, they're naked eating fruit. You feed me, I feed you. We making love in the middle of. Do you understand that? And then the 44 chicken wing. Lord have mercy. Gosh. Oh, that's when we are both folded up, and it looked like two chicken wings folded together. The 44 chicken wing. Do you hear me? And then the sticky, sticky, bang, bang. The sticky, sticky. Boy. Junior, Jay, the sticky, sticky, bang, bang.
What's that?
Boy, we roll ourselves around in lemon juice, and then we roll ourselves in sugar, and we get, man, it's the sticky, sticky, bang, bang, baby. It's the greatest thing I've ever done. And last but not least, last but not least was the sugar shake. That's brown sugar stuck all on us, and we just sit there dancing in the living room shaking.
All right.
You understand what I'm saying? The sugar shake, baby.
We got to go.
You don't understand what you're missing, man.
All right, listen, email us or Instagram your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. Good job, guys, at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or Get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.